This intimate group of the Virgin and Child was probably conceived as an object of private devotion. Kneeling in front of the statuette, the owner would say his or her prayers. The diminutive scale of such objects allowed them to be carried around, possibly in small leather cases. Such a sculpture may have been used together with a Book of Hours, which was very popular in the Middle Ages. The book was used for daily devotions and had at its core prayers to the Virgin.
This statuette of the Virgin and Child carved in elephant ivory is a quintessential example of the highest quality of ivory carving in Paris at the moment that Paris emerged as a center for ivory carving.
Peter Barnett, Michel David Vail, curator in charge of the Department of Medieval Art and the Cloisters.
Ivory carving had been something that was admired throughout the Middle Ages, but elephant ivory was often scarce. But in this period of the Crusades and increased travel, particularly travel to the east in the eastern Mediterranean, elephant ivory became more widely available. There are traces of paint here, and some of this paint probably reflects the original scheme of decoration. In this period, in the 13th and 14th century, ivory was appreciated for the quality of its surface and its density, but it was also often highlighted with colors, particularly the pupils of the eyes. The hair was often gilded. The hems of robes and the linings of garments were sometimes picked out with highlights in paint.
Notice how the Virgin's gown drapes delicately over her arms. Her tender facial expression seems very human and loving. The Child, whose head is a modern replacement, reaches his hand to his mother's shoulder in a gesture of warmth and adoration. Their eyes meet in a familiar exchange of happiness.